Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Games Corner. We are back with Eve Nicole, as I promised. We're gonna continue with Eve Nicole, because I'm also playing Rant 6, and no, I'm not fucking putting that up there. You can see it elsewhere. Besides, that game is long and arduous, and a lot of walking around in dungeons, absolutely fucking boring sometimes, so yeah, I wasn't gonna put that on there. I think there's some YouTube stuff of that anyway. And there's no voice acting or anything in that game, so yeah. But Eve Nicole is a different story. It's just leveled up. Alright, here we go. Uh-oh, hold up. We're good. It probably just went black screen for a minute, but that's okay. Damn him. There we go. Well, now a shitload of people are leveling up. Witch dress. Alright. Ah. The city is so close to the Kalar village that you always see a bunch of Kalars around. Hiya! A wandering Kalar's skirt was blown up by a sudden gust of wind. Oh! Hey, did you sense magic there? Cunning. She used wind magic to intentionally show her panties to turn guys on. The Kalar's seaman shacks were having another busy day as the party walked around the city. But we're not here for seaman shacks. We're here for leveling my people up. Hell yeah! Oh, I don't think I can go that way, yeah. I forgot which way I'm supposed to go. I think it's this way, though. Damn it, somebody's poisoned. I should have went to the inn. Or I know I have all these special attacks and shit. That aloe isn't doing shit. It's supposed to protect something, but it's not protecting shit today. Damn, somebody else just leveled up. We'll go to the inn first. Alright, Moses, level my people up! not Moses. Moses said, Pharaoh, level my people up, damn you. No. Okay. Enough of that. I don't know if I'm supposed to go here or not. No, I don't think there's anything here I need. Take it. It kind of made me laugh when I was looking at some of my older comments for this, and people were like, there's no age scene in this episode? And it's like, Eve Nichols a game, man. It's like any other JRPG, they just have a couple of sex scenes here and there, that's all. There's a lot of games like that now, and a lot of people want them, not surprisingly. We've had all the Alisoft stuff that's recent. It's pretty much been translated except for Rants 3 and 10. 10's 50%, and I don't know where 3, and I'm talking about 03, not the original Rants 3. But Rants 03 is in the process of being translated. And it's a very important part of the story, I'm told. Rance has to fight a god. A lot of real important shit happens in that. But then, of course, you have Rance 10, which is probably going to take another couple of years. One of the biggest localization processes in the history of the genre. Oh! New armor! Not that armor. Yeah. It's nice and cool around here, Aster. Probably because of the wind from the mountains. Circling around Aster, Gura Gura ran upwind and downwind. What's up, Gura Gura? Hehehe, I'm trying to go where I can smell you the most. Rangers sure have good noses. Smelling me, though? That's a bit embarrassing. Why, your smell's not bad, actually. I love it. Not that I have a problem with that, but... Oh, maybe this'll help you understand. Huh? Aster? Aster hugged Gura Gura from behind and pushed his nose up against her hair. Take this, sniff, sniff, sniff. Ah, this sweet smell is excellent. Wow, this is kinda... I don't mind it, okay? It's fine, but... it's so embarrassing. See, it's like that. Okay, I don't get it, but I do. I'll be more considerate from now on. Okay, Sniff Sniff, I'm glad you understand, Sniff Sniff. No, Aster, get off me. And she's saying, Oni-chan, brother. So she's saying, bro, get off me. She's referring to him as a big brother. That's perverted, Aster. No, wait, I didn't mean to do it that time. I have no idea where I am. Ow, damn. No, don't use that. It's a waste of fucking BP. Oh, an eyeball. That's the eyeball from Eden. What's it doing here? Maybe it's that one's brother. The eyeballs? The heck are these eyeballs anyway? No clue. The party cocked their heads at one of the mysteries of the world. Big eyeball. Whoa, strong wind. Aster, you can see the kingdom of Humpty across the sea. How could we get there? It's not reachable by land, so you'd have to go by boat. Huh. Aster wasn't so interested in Humpty as he was in the wind blowing around the girl's skirts. What is that? I don't know. All I know is I've got to get the hell out of here. Yeah. Yeah, we're running. I mean, handies aren't gonna do much, but I'm just trying to get the heck out of there. Skill points up, that's good. I can do Zap, finally. Enables map usage. Allows you to select map from the field menu. Huh. Okay. I don't really know why you have to have a skill point for that. Seems a little bizarre. Oh. Wow! Big Bucks, here we are! This is the Big Bucks Company? Looks more like a city. The party arrived at a town of comparable extravagance to the capital. It's not. Apparently, it really is a company. Most of the people who live here are either employees or their families. What? They employ this many people? You can see why the CEO can give the king his opinions. Oh, that big building says it's the CEO's office. That whole building is an office? Bonjour. I'm Rocinante, CEO of Big Bucks. Thank you for meeting with us. I'm the second princess of the Kingdom of Eden, Riche. When the party handed their letter of introduction in at the front desk, they were immediately allowed into the CEO's room. No, if you just said your royalty, I would have had made time for you without the general's introduction. Now what is it you'd like? If you're inviting me to open factories in Eden, I may look into it depending on the offer. Oh, that's a fine idea, but unfortunately that's not what I'm here for today. Riche detailed the existence of the evil organization known as Snake Crest and the possibility that Big King Ben had ties with them. Sacre bleu! It's such an organization out there. How dreadful. If this country were to be harmed, your company would most assuredly... Yeah, your company most assuredly would be as well. If you want to prevent that, you need to help. We, naturally. But I do have a business to run. If you can't provide proof, it's hard to justify putting time into this. Seriously? We want your help so we can get that proof, though. Then you'll have to buy my time some other way. How? You see, my company has an urgent order from a major magic appliance manufacturer, but we've been unable to get a hold of the materials we need. And you think we can get those materials for you? You catch on fast. We can only get those materials from the Kalar Force. The Kalars aren't interested in exporting. I see, so negotiations aren't going well, and with a deadline approaching, a third party like us could give you another means of acquisition. Are you sure, though? We'd find out what plastic's made out of. I wouldn't expect that a princess from Eden would be an industry spy. Just what you'd expect from a big company CEO. He knows what he's doing. By using my status, he can push negotiations forward and keep us from spilling anything at the same time. Okay, I get the gist of it. Astra, what do you think? What? Oh, sure. Why don't we go to the Kalar Force and get those materials? My husband approves, so we'll do it. Très bien, it's a deal. Going out of her way to separate herself from her position as a princess? Competent girl. Albeit with some compromises occurring beneath the surface, negotiations with Rocinante went well. Riche, that was kind of awesome. I've never seen you like that. Hey, I'm still a princess. I learned a few things about negotiation. I barely followed the conversation, but I got that there was some scheming going on. That's a rude thing to call it. Negotiations are, well, business is like that, that's all. But if we want the CEO to persuade the king, we have to go to the Kalar Forest and get the materials to make plastic. And he wouldn't tell us what they are, so we basically just have to negotiate with the Kalars ourselves. Oh darn, the Kalar Forest, too bad. I guess we'll just have to go there. You're not hiding anything, Aster. What? We're not going there for fun. Let's take this seriously. Fine. I know where the Kalar Forest is. It's just south of here. Now let's see what this mysterious Kalar Forest is like. Man, why do you get to be exciting? In order to acquire the plastic materials, the party decided to go to the Kalar Forest. After the party left the office, Rocinante looked over his finance reports as he thought back on the previous meeting. Now, what fascinating employees. Let's see if they return on the investment. How do you think they'll do, Monsieur Black Knight?
Wouldn't know. Never been involved in business, so I can't say.
In what was a seemingly empty room, Rocinante turned around to where the Black Knight appeared to have materialized from the darkness.
The Supreme Commander calls for a meeting of Snake Crest administrators.
An unscheduled summons, how unusual. That must be awfully important. But time is money. Not even the Supreme Commander can get away with dragging down my business.
What if I told you that Rochefort died? You still won't answer the summons?
Oh, that crown-coveting power obsessed wretch is dead?
He was slain by a boy named Aster and his party who've been pursuing Snake Crest. The ones you just met with.
They did seem remarkably knowledgeable about our organization. So what? If they could help me turn a profit, I'd happily shake hands with my own sworn enemy.
I see, but I was under the impression you were close with Rocheford.
Because were he, in fact, to become king, I saw the opportunity for great profits, yes. If he only had the money, he could have gotten a country for himself. I thought he was a fool. Better to leave the governing to your puppets and focus on business.
You had different ways of thinking, but your way is certainly appropriate for Snake Crest.
Isn't it? Now go tell the Supreme Commander if he wants me to attend, he has to pay up first.
Very well, I'll tell him. I'm sure the Supreme Commander, rather, will be pleased.
So you're not doing anything else? Don't tell me you joined Snake Crest just to be a messenger.
Just waiting for the seeds to sprout.
Dear, dear, how slothful of you. Don't you think that's a waste of time?
We all joined only to further our own goals. That's Snake Crest for you. But we do share starting a war as a common objective. Don't forget that.
No need to tell me. Rosinante responded with vitriol, but the Black Knight had already vanished from the room. War, you can just smell the business that'd bring. Countless business plans for when the world went to war popped in Rosinante's head. You have weapons and armor, of course, and cow steeds would rise in demand, plus food would explode in price. There'd be a need to hire adventurers and mercenaries, I'm sure. So no doubt that'd be a booming business. Simply the premise of war brought forth opportunities for profit. But for that to work, my company has to be expanded further. To the size of a country! A man who nearly worshipped money, Rosinante. This adherent of capitalism began fiddling with his abacus, considering how to intervene in the Kingdom of El Quixote's affairs even further. Bad shit's going down. Bad shit. The way the city was built around the Big Bucks Company's factories made it look like a corporate castle town. Not just the Big Bucks Company, but other businesses that deal in plastic products are all located here too. Makes sense why there'd be so many people. Aster had yet to successfully walk around Big Bucks without bumping into anyone. This is the city of Big Bucks. The Big Bucks Company was started here. Nowadays, the city mostly exists in the service of the company. Just about everyone in town is involved with the company in some fashion. Aster learned that the Big Bucks Company was pretty large in scope. The Monster Bureau? Everyone born and raised in El Quixote has had the fear of the burrow pounded into them by their parents. There's a competition every year to see who can best describe its terror. When I heard the winner's story, I got too scared to sleep at night. Aster was slightly curious to hear the winner's story. Magivision. Might be about time to buy one. But models get cheaper the longer you wait, so deciding when to pick one up isn't easy. I know that if I keep thinking that way, I'll never end up buying one, though. Aster learned about the relatively meaningless concerns of the man looking at the catalog. The forest south of here is where the Kalars live. They prevent anyone but Kalars from entering by using some sort of magic. Outlaws escape there sometimes, but apparently none have ever returned alive. Mention of the Kalar Forest made Aster's crotch swell up. I'll bet it did. This land used to have nothing on it but shacks built by lumberjacks. Around when a fortress was constructed for fight against the Kalars, the city was established. The town was named after a lumberjack named Big Bucks, who was well known at the time. Aster was shocked to learn that the apparent source of the name was much different than he imagined. Certainly. Kalars are all cute and sexy, so I'm glad they're easy to get with. When it comes to the kind of human women you'd find in a brothel, only a handful of them are cute. Ah, I want to marry a Kalar. Aster learned that there were a surprising number of Kalar fans. Okay, that's it. It's weird how the church doesn't really have a lot of churchy stuff going on in it. Many monsters have types such as aquatic or flying. Some skills are super effective against these different types, it's like Pokemon. But it'll say in the skill description, so it shouldn't be hard to figure out. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. When you fish at a fishing spot once, you can't fish there again. The other fish get more wary after their friend's been caught, I imagine. But you can just spend a night at the inn and they should let their guard down again. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. Okay. Oh! He says, I've heard Magivisions are more commonplace in El Quixote than other countries, but looks like it's true. All the inns Aster had stayed in before required 1 gold to watch 1 hour of Magivision. But in El Quixote, it was free! They've got a big Magivision set up in the main street, so I guess nobody bothered paying to use one. Tonight's apparently the end of a show called 2400 Hour Magivision that's been broadcast for 2400 hours straight. Damn! 100 Days of Broadcasting? What kind of stupid show is that? 1,000 Days of Broadcasting. Astor, let's watch something together. Okay, sure, why don't we check out the Transcontinental Marathon? We're gonna get to bed. You two watching Magivision? Can we? Well, seems like Gura Gura is having fun. No reason I can't let it slide sometimes. But don't stay up so late that it'll affect you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. The show seems to be ending soon anyway. Ha! Let's go to... let's go to bed, Ramius. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. While Rishe and Ramius crawled into bed, Astor put a blanket over Gura Gura. Sitting on Astor's lap, Gura Gura stifled her laugh to avoid waking up Rishe and Ramius. Hmm? Something funny happened? Watching Magivision late at night just makes me kinda giddy. It does sorta make you feel like you're doing something you shouldn't be. Astor and Gura Gura continue to intently watch the Magivision. Morning. You told me you wouldn't, and it still looks like you stayed up pretty late. I'm sorry. It's just the show got real intense and I couldn't take my eyes off it. Who knew that giant monster'd barge in? Yeah, it was tough staying up, but I'm glad I saw it. The heck? Wish I'd been watching. Astor and Gura Gura described the show to the other two as they prepared to depart. Okay, so where are we going? Somebody should tell me. Oh, to the Kalara Forest! Where the fuck is that? Okay. Past this point is the Kalar Forest. In there is the home of the Kalars, the Kalar Village. Whoa! What a forest! It's the middle of the day, but it looks pretty dim. The party was confronted with a sprawling woodland full of dense greenery. From within the woods, they could hear the roars of beasts. The wind carried with it the pungent scent of plant life. There's a fork in the road. Wonder which way we should go. Oh, there's some people coming from the west path. Let's ask them the way. Well, would you look at that? Don't see young ladies around here often. We want to go to the Kalar Village. Would this be the route to take? What, you tourists? If you want to get to the Kalar Village, just go through the West Woods. There are Kalars keeping watch, but you can just make a deal with them. A deal? Are they going to demand something? Oh, well, you know, I can't tell you. Where's the South Path lead? It supposedly goes to the Kalar Village too, but they call that place the Lost Woods. Lost Woods? Yeah, anyone who tries to sneak around the guards and wreak havoc in the Kalar Village gets lost in that forest and they die, apparently. Dang, that's scary. Guess we'll just have to go west, then. Heh, so you are going west. You're already surrounded by cute girls, too. Must love those Kalars. Huh? What do you mean? By the way, what were you guys doing at the Kalar Village? Don't look at me with those innocent eyes. Oh yeah, I was taking a walk, just getting some exercise when I happened to pass by the village. As though to flee from Gura Gura's gaze, the men left. So what should we actually do? Hey, which way do you think we should go? It's up to you, Astor, but I see no need to intentionally pick a dangerous route. We just want to negotiate with them, so there's no need to sneak in. Which way to go? Well, it says heals each turn. strong attack. I don't know where I'm going. Yep. People are leveling up like crazy. Nope, he's gonna kill me. Kalar Forest West. Okay, so this is a dungeon, I think, guys. Got stray Kalars. Those are also virgin Kalars, remember? They have red gems. Can't capture. Okay. Dodge. Makes sense. Yeah. Should we even go? Yeah, Forest Given, I think I can kill him. Yup. Man, that was a weak one, wasn't it? Oh, there's some extra. Just one. Damn, we're doing thousands. Oh, a visitor. Welcome to the Kalar Village. You must have come a long way. On the way to the West Woods, the party was met by a pair of cheerful Kalars. Looks like we're pretty welcome. Yes, I never knew Kalars were so cordial. Oh, is this your first visit? That's right, yes, we want to see the ruler of the Kalars. If you're looking for Her Majesty, she's in the village past here, but she only takes meetings with those she likes. Really? I wonder if we can get a meeting with her. So are you going to pay the visitor fee? There's a fee? How much? Oh, we don't need money. Kalars produce all their necessities themselves, so we have no use for human currency. Then would that fee happen to be... That's right, Seaman! What? The visitor fee for four people's a little much, but you're young enough that it shouldn't be a problem. If you don't have any on hand, you're free to extract it right now. We can even help you ejaculate personally. Seriously? Yes, pour tons of your seed inside us, please. I lucked out with all these customers today. Maybe now I'll get pregnant. I see. Well, if I must pay the fee... The two Kalars looked closely at Aster, wondering which of them he'd come in. Aster stared vulgarly back. Whoa, it's like every Kalar is super cute. You can also do us both at the same time, of course. What? Well, I'd feel bad leaving one of you out. Let's go with that. Wow, wonderful. screw me, sir. Hold it. Grip. Ah! Just before Aster could put his hands around the girl's hips, he was yanked by the neck. Ow! What's the big deal? Sorry, I couldn't control myself. I have to come or we won't get to see the Kalar Queen, you know that? Yes, but this doesn't sit well with me. Yeah, we still haven't had your kids yet, so don't go getting some Kalars pregnant first. Esther, I want to have kids too. What am I supposed to do about that? You all use contraception. The family had come to an agreement that until Snake Crest was dealt with, none of them would get pregnant. Whenever they had sex, they used contraception magic. That's beside the point. I don't care if they're Kalars. No screwing them for the purpose of procreation. Oh yeah, you said something about not having any on hand. Is there a way to pay the fee indirectly? Yes, if you put it in one of the preservation containers and hand it to us, it's good enough for the fee. The containers of semen are provided to any Kalars who want them. So it'd still be used for impregnation. But nobody cares who the father is, and we make certain not to release any personal information. Oh, then he just has to come inside this thing? If he must, let's think of it like a blood donation. Okay, Aster, let out lots of stuff in this. The three wives handed Aster the Tupperware container they got from the Kalars. What? Wait a second, I'm supposed to come in this? Get on with it already, you always come bucket load, so it should be easy. I can't! Then what do you want us to do? If you don't come, we can't go to the Kalar village. I at least need something to get off to. Then I can help. Let's go back there, Aster. Huh? What? Hmm? What's wrong? You need to come, don't you? I can help you come a bunch. Gura, you understand we're outside, don't you? I know we're in the forest, but people could pass by. Yep, but I'll be fine, since I want to do sex stuff with Aster anyway. Want to join in, Ramius? Together? Outside? Wait, I'm not ready for that. Semen goes bad when it's exposed to the air too long. Quickly get it to the container and bring it to us, please. Okay, now that shade under that tree looks like a good spot. Alright, let's do this. Seen off by the jealous Kalars, Gura Gura dragged Aster by the hand deep into the forest. Gura Gura got under the tree, took her panties off, and shamelessly raised her skirt in front of Aster. Hee-hee-hee, here you go, Aster. Her genitals publicly exposed, Gura Gura innocently smiled. Yep, nice. Except I'm supposed to give semen to the Kalars. I know, so when you feel like you're ready, let it out my mouth or something. I guess that works. I don't know, though. It'll be pretty sudden. That's okay, I've got the reflexes for it. Not a drop of your semen will get past me, Gargara said with confidence. Still, don't wanna have sex? Nah, I do. Gargara's disappointed question startled Aster. Of course I do, as proof. And went without saying that Aster's crotch was rock hard. Wow, it's already so big, so it's okay. I want to feel good with you. Same. Yeah, I can just worry about it when I'm about to come, I guess. Aster put all thought aside and brought his erect cock up to Gura's crotch. Wow, this is a classic CG where they're actually... Alright, where they're not showing the guy go in. A lot of the older ones, I don't know if they still do it, but they just show, like, the vagina opening, rather. And, that's what they're doing here. Aha, your penis is going in. That's what that looks like. The narrow pussy and the fluids inside it greeted the cock upon entry. Wow, you're already soaked. It was so tight as to be difficult to penetrate the first time, but now it was surprisingly ready and willing to accept Aster. So when I thought about having sex with you, I got so wet it's like I peed myself. Am I a dirty girl? Extremely. And that's a wonderful thing, Gura. That's good. Well, gonna move now. Okay, move lots. Aster lifted up Gura's ass and thrust. Slush, slush, sloosh! It's moving inside me. Uh-huh, kinda feels crazy good. Ah, good, real good. Gargara's moans echoed across the forest. Gargara, we don't know who might pass by. Try to keep it down. Okay. But your penis feels so good that it's hard. Gura desperately tried to restrain her voice, but her efforts only served to arouse Aster further. Gulp! Gura trying not to moan is somehow a turn on itself. He was instinctually inspired to try and force her out, her voice out rather, and began to switch up his thrusting. Don't, Aster, I'm gonna be too loud. The addition of horizontal movement alone wrung significantly louder moans from Gura's mouth. I know it feels good, but control yourself. Aster instructed Gura thus, then indulged in the sensations of her quivering genitals by thrusting even harder. Slush, splish, sploosh. She's saying, too rough. Hey, you're getting louder. You're a meanie today. Aster's insistence that she keep it down, accompanied by yet even more forceful thrusts, drove Gura to tearfully complain. Sorry, but trying not to moan's making it feel better than usual, right? It is not. The accurate inquiry made Gura's cheeks noticeably hotter. It's okay, Gura. If you can't stop yourself, then go ahead and moan as loud as you can. Now that'd just be embarrassing. Then I'll help you. Huh? Yeah, no, Aster, not so rough. Again. She's saying Oni-chan, so she's calling him bro. She's calling him brother. Oni-chan means brother. He groped Gura's ass and moved with more ferocity than before, enjoying the feeling of her uneven folds. Should I stop? No, don't stop. Rub my insides with your penis more. I want to get stirred up. Then you know what to do, don't you? Yeah, I'll give you lots of sexy moans, so... Good girl, Gura-Gura. Aster gently stroked her head and pulled her hips close. Aster. That's... Push, splash. Oh, wow, your thing, so deep. Gura-Gura shrieked remarkably loudly. Nice, keep it up. Your penis filling me so full. Penis, good, awesome. Try not to say anything too dirty. What if someone hears? Aster decided to mess with the enraptured girl a little. Oh lord, here she goes. That's fine, they can hear. I just want more penis. Gura-Gura lost herself in the moaning. Yeah, happening. I'm gonna come. Feels good. I'm coming! As her arousal grew, her pussy contracted harder, launching Aster towards ejaculation. We'll get there. Gonna come, Gura-Gura. Come, your hot stuff now inside me lots. While she spoke, Gura-Gura's body was overcome by orgasmic waves. Take it, Gura-Gura. Aster pressed his cock against the back end of Gura-Gura's pussy and surrendered himself to his climax. Gush, gush, gush. Aster pulled his hips back at the moment his cock came out, splattered tons of semen on Gura-Gura's crotch. Gura-Gura was supposed to catch it in her mouth, but due to the lingering post-orgasm, she couldn't budge. Oops, that didn't work. I spaced out. I'm sorry, I messed it up. Sob, I'm really sorry. That's okay, don't cry. Everyone makes mistakes. But I wasted your semen. It's fine, I got plenty where that came from. Aster gave her a thumbs up and grinned. Aster, Gura-Gura, don't make that face. Can you help me feel good again? Okay, I'll try. This time I'll do it good. Good answer. Then it's time for round two. Aster once again penetrated Gura-Gura. Slush, slush. You're amazing today. I feel so good I might go nuts. Shouldn't be any different from normal. Maybe it's because we're outside. I don't know, but it feels awesome. But what if I mess up again? Then we'll do it over until it works, as much as it takes. I might break first. No, that's okay. Tease me with your penis more. Okay. Here's your semen. Whoa. That's a lot. Is this from one shot? That much would have to guarantee a pregnancy. I'm so jealous. The close inspection of his semen made Aster a bit embarrassed.
Gura-Gura,
Gura, how was it? Same as always. Felt really good. Aster's semen was warm. I see. Is that so? That boldness makes me think it's a fellow wife. So can we pass now? Yes, you did pay the fee. Go ahead. The Kalar village welcomes suckers, or guests like you. Oh, cool. The Kalars moved out of the way and prompted the party to go deeper into the forest. You got a stamina bun. Canned air. That's an armor I can get. Mercy attack. Cool. Now, mercy attack. First time I saw that was actually in Rants. Rizna was the one that could do that, and it made it real easy to capture gal monsters. Now to the Kalar Forest. Okay, hold on. I don't want these Kalars kicking my ass. I'm about to leave. Russell. What is it, Aster? I think someone's here. But it's the Kalars we just met. They kind of seem like they were in a hurry. At all? Guess we'll be fine then. Not particularly concerned, the party proceeded deeper into the forest. Is that it? I see something like a village. Welcome. You've arrived at the Kalar village. Huh? Just outside the Kalar village, some girls appeared once again. The Kalar village welcomes guests. We just met you a bit ago. That's probably my twin sister. But that other girl was there too. Might have been my cousin. People say we look alike. Well, whatever. So that's the Kalar village? Yes. That's correct, but the village does have an entry fee. Provide us your semen, please. What? We just paid some. That was the visitor fee, which only allows you to observe the village from here. If you want to enter, you'll have to pay a separate fee, too. That's kinda unfair. Of course, you can pay directly into our wombs if you need to. Well, if I must. Hold it right there. We'll do the same thing as last time. I'll wring it out. Just hand me the container. Ah, too bad, but if we have to... Wait, Risha, do you realize where we are? Like it matters. Besides, we're married. Getting him to come is my duty. That logic is ridiculous. Well, it's true that someone needs to make him come. But I could do it. That's okay, I will. Now, Aster, this way. Okay. I'm Aster's wife, too. This is nothing. Take your time. Aster was dragged off by Risha into the forest. Wow! Once they were in the shade, Aster's pants and underwear was suddenly pulled down, making him yelp. Quiet. What if someone came? Oh? I said be quiet. I mean, your face is so close that you're breathing on my dick. I can't help it. Oh, so it's that sensitive, huh? Yeah, if I had to compare it to something, it's like a girl's clit. Can you not stare at it like that? Oh, sorry. I've never seen it up close before, is the thing. Once again, she silently ogled Aster's cock. Now that I get a good look, it's kind of grody. I don't need to hear that. Anyway, Risha, are you using your mouth? What does grody mean? That's the plan, unless you've got a problem with that. No, that'd actually be great. Can you, though? Never done it before, but probably. Based on what? Nothing except that I was educated all about sex at the castle. Also what? If it comes down to it, my girl instincts can cover for me. I don't know, but you're awfully confident. Well, whatever. If you want to do it, then by all means. You can count on me. I'm gonna send you to Nirvana. Although, now that I've come this far... This might be a bit embarrassing. Sniff, sniff. Hey, don't smell it. Shut up. I'm just checking if it's clean. Of course it's clean. That's very important. Don't look too proud of that or you'll piss me off. Fine. Okay, so I'm gonna do it. With some apprehension, Risha ran her tongue over Aster's cock. Whatever that is. There, you see it there. Whoa. The sensation of the tongue running over his urethra forced Aster to groan. That was just a little lick. Did it feel good? Yeah, your tongue feels indescribably good. Totally different from what a hand gives you. Next, she stuffed it in her mouth like a popsicle and used her tongue and lips to massage the entire head. Good. Keep doing that. Hey, between my mouth and my privates, which feels better? Both feel good. That's not a real answer. Yeah, but it's like bread and rice. You can't pick one over the other. I guess that makes sense, sorta. The tip of Riche's tongue rubbed a shaft. What? Another groan of ecstasy escaped Aster's mouth. So Sounds like Aster feels good, and I'm the one doing that for him. That thought alone caused Riche to get aroused herself. Aster's such a cutie. Also, looking this kind of makes him come off even cuter. Heh, I'm gonna give you much more pleasure. Well? How's it feel making a princess publicly blow you? Riche tried to turn on Aster by provoking him. Huh? I'm not trying to make you, but I guess I technically am. Now I've got some reservations about this. I'm willing to anyway, it's fine, but at least be thankful. Okay. In contrast to his reserved response, the immorality of making a princess provide a blowjob made his cock a degree harder. Oh man, now that it's on my mind, I'm getting way turned on. You're so simple, Aster. Riche was charmed by that part of Aster as she took her lips off his cock for the time being. Riche? Wonder how deep I can get it. Either way, it's about time to get serious. She engulfed about half the cock and stroked the shaft with her lips. Each time the lips crossed the underside of the head, Aster shivered and moaned. Kinda tastes weird, she says. Riche swallowed the pre-cum oozing from the urethra along with her spit. That feels good, Riche. Well, I'm doing it, so of course it does. She said casually as every moan from Aster's mouth made her crotch wetter. Oh jeez, I'm really horny. Riche. Nothing. More importantly, are you getting off on forcing a princess down and making her suck your dick? Riche repeated her question from a moment ago. Of course I am. Your words are less refined than last time, princess. Not wanting him to notice her arousal, Riche focused on the blowjob. While providing pressure with the entirety of her mouth, she used her tongue in the back of her throat to continue giving him a slimy stimulation to the head. Can't believe I'm going this far. Ah, how naughty I must look. Or, really, she says, how naughty must I look? The thought of it alone heated and drenched her crotch again. Gah, wah! Meanwhile, Aster didn't even have the composure to watch Riche's face cutely contort during the blowjob. He could only writhe. What'd that book say? Riche stroked with her lips faster as she put what she learned from the book into action. Riche, that's good. The instant he felt her hand on his ballsack, his fingers put pressure on the balls inside, forcing Aster to arch far backwards. Gonna? The approaching orgasm made Aster's knees shudder. How that? Huh? Sorry, I can't understand you. Jeez. Riche stopped so she could communicate. Just then. Well, what? Gush, 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 gush. The stimulation from her mouth pulling away caused Aster to release tons of semen. What the heck? She shakily asked as the flying semen hit her in the face. Huh? Oh, sorry. Felt too good. Did it really feel that good? Yeah, your mouth is awesome. Addictive, even. Really? Don't compliment me too much. It's kind of embarrassing. Wait, no, you were supposed to come in my mouth. Oh, right.
So, that's not right.
It's not something you can forget. Jeez, you got this all over my face. It's all sticky. I'm really sorry. Ah, whatever. Just come in my mouth next time. Okay, I'll try. I'm the one who's doing everything, though. True. Riche put the cock in her mouth and resumed the blowjob. You just came and it's still just as hard as before. Thanks to you, I appreciate it. Oh man. You just have too much energy, although... What? Nothing. Let's continue. Risha was gonna say she likes that about him, but felt too ashamed to say it. Here's your semen. There's some spit mixed in there, but that shouldn't be a problem. Not a problem at all. Thanks for your cooperation. Overjoyed by the quantity of semen, the Kalars got out of the way. That felt good. The Kalar Force rules. Next time I'll... Come on, no dawdling. They might get ahead of us again. Let's go straight to the Kalar village. Why can't we take our time enjoying the scenery? You better not be trying to run into them again. I'm sorry. The Kalars whispered something about making it an environmental tax next as the party left them behind and marched deeper into the forest. Wow, light bomb, huh? Kalar Village. Whoa, so this is the Kalar Village. Look at all these Kalars. They really are all girls. Unlike human towns, the Kalar Village appeared to blend in with nature. There were no men in sight. When the Kalars noticed Aster, they all glanced over. Guess men usually satisfy themselves at the entrance and go home. Seriously? What a wasted opportunity. You already came tons. Are you still not satisfied? Huh? Wait, we don't need to pay anything? Only I didn't get Aster off. Well, you snooze, you lose. What's wrong, Ramius? Nothing. Aren't we going to see the Queen? Yeah, but where could she be? What? What are you people doing here? This is the Kalar Village. What do you humans want? Oh, Kath, what a coincidence. Did you forget you're human too? Kath, are these your friends? No, they're not friends, just sort of acquaintances from a long time ago. Oh, it's Lorenzo. The Kalar next to Kath was Pancho's girlfriend, Lorenzo. So the friend you wrote about is... That's right, my best friend for life, Lorenzo Kalar. Nice to meet you. I'm Lorenzo, the Queen's private secretary. I'm Asterisk. You can call me Aster. Following Aster, his wives also introduced themselves to Lorenzo, after which Cass snorted with disinterest. So you left your home a wreck and came here to do what? While I'm ordering a new hut, I figured it was a good time to visit some graves. Visit some graves. Oh, I see. While I am a genius, I'm not much good fighting solo, so I was thinking I'd have Lorenzo come along. I'm sorry, I've been so busy that I haven't had the time. Don't worry about it, Lorenzo. I'll wait however long it takes. So what about you? Also, like, if you got in here, you had to pay that fee. It was paid, of course, using me specifically. You're married and you'd still have sex with Kalars? I knew you were an animal. Now that's just not true. We extracted his semen for him. Extracted his semen? Stay back, you sluts. You smell like squid men. How rude. Who are you calling a slut? I haven't even extracted any yet. What? Don't get so mad. Afraid of what Ramius might do, Catherine suddenly reined in her attitude. So you actually paid the fee to get in here? For what? Actually, we wanted to see the queen. The queen? She's having tea time in the garden right now, but I don't know if she'll take such an abrupt meeting. Oh, Lorenzo, Her Majesty says to bring her the guests. Huh? After Kalar scrambled over and whispered into Lorenzo's ear, she awkwardly said she'd lead them to the queen. Ah, here we go. Greetings, I'm Mertel, the Kalar Queen. Oh, those are some boobs. Yes, I'll say as well. Nice to meet you, I'm Risha Eden, and this is my husband. Oh, I'm Asterisk. Call me Aster, please. Oh, so it's you. I heard there was a young man who provided us a lot of semen and very much wanted to meet him. You did? Oh, Lord. Martel got up from her chair and got so close to Aster that they almost touched. Whoa, whoa, those imposing boobs are jiggling. I see. Smells nice. Descendant? Huh? What? I was so distracted by your boobs that I wasn't listening. I see. It's good to be honest. By the way, wasn't there something you wanted to discuss? Yes, if we could be allowed to. Risha told the queen about what they'd experienced in El Quixote and how they needed plastic materials. I see, and by plastic materials, I take it you mean pine cones. Pine cones? Fruit that grows on the trees around here. Pine cones burn well, so we often use them to start fires. So plastic's made using a plant. If it's not too much to ask, can we have some? I don't mind. You can find them sitting around in the forest, so just pick some up and take them. Really? Roshinante said you didn't want to export anything. Well, the big bucks company are entirely one-sided in their negotiations. Lorenzo, who was standing to the side and listening with Kath, spoke for the Queen. Our condition is to be granted more semen collection shacks to prolong the existence of our kind. But the Big Bucks Company insists on paying us money for the pine pones. And if we accept money once, it'll set a bad precedent, so we can't take it so casually. Semen collection shacks, I feel like I saw a decent number of them in town already, though. Oh, so you were looking. Whenever we passed one, you stared like you really wanted some. Gack! If we want to satisfy all the Kalaris who want children, there aren't nearly enough yet. There's guys or gals who want sex on both sides, so it should be obvious to build more, but there's been some problems. What problems? Well, people in El Quixote aren't getting married as young as they used to, and some folks are blaming the Kalar's semen collection shacks for that. Well, I mean, makes sense, kinda. So less people are getting married? I get the feeling, I mean, they get to screw those hotties all the time. Right? Am I right? But that's a misunderstanding. Here's a little red pill that's been dropped. The drop in marriages has more to do with two other things. The spread of luxuries like the Magivision, and the Big Bucks Company helping to increase the average income and making it easier to live on your own. In fact, having sex with Kalaris gets some thinking seriously about having children of their own, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're getting more people interested in marriage. But convincing everyone else of that is going to require lots of time. I see. And since you're thinking about the future, you're putting a limit on pinepone exports. If we can form a solid bond between humans and Kalaris, we'd be happy to let them have all the pinepones they want, though. Whatever, I don't like their CEO anyway, so I don't see the need to give him anything. Rocinante was willing to listen to us, though. Catherine's right. Stupid, that's because he can use you. If you were useless, he wouldn't have even bothered. So you can trust him as a businessman, but not so much as a person. Neither. If you can't trust him as a person, you can't trust him as a businessman. But you'll still let us take some pine cones. Yes, I did say I didn't mind. Of course, I do have a condition of my own. Irk. Queen Martell got even closer to Aster, pressing her firm breasts against him and breathing her sweet breath on his neck, his crotch heated up against his will. Is this, like, mature sexiness? My dick is diamonds. Yes. Yes, Aster. Would that condition be Aster's semen? It's quite nice. I couldn't help but try some of your payment, and it's so thick and powerful that I'm sure it produced strong children. I don't think the queen should casually engage in childbearing. Dear, what a stubborn girl. This is why you're still a virgin. That has nothing to do with this. There's a full body shot of the queen there. Well, much as I like the sound of that, my condition actually has to do with Kath there. What about me? The Kalaris are greatly indebted to her. She wants to stay. We'd be happy to keep her around as long as we're able. Hey, I don't plan to stay too long, just until Lorenzo goes with me to visit the grave. But Lorenzo's extremely busy, and Kath makes her play games or stay up talking to her all night, so it's starting to have an effect on her work. What? Is this true, Lorenzo? I don't particularly mind. However, between your mediation with the humans and everything else you do, it'd be problematic if anything happened to you. Oh man, have I been a nuisance? No, that's not true at all. Kath doesn't pick up on social cues very well. I'm guessing she pushed for pajama parties every night. Probably made her read dumb magazines she didn't care about, too. So what do you want us to do? It sounds like she wants to visit a grave. Can you bring her there? Yes, of course we can. What? Wait a second, I can't go with Dick Boy here. Why am I Dick Boy? What are you trying to take me into the forest for, rape? You trying to rape me? No, just visiting a grave, I think. We'll be there too, calm down. Like I can trust you, you'd gladly push me to the ground, I know it. There should be pine cones in the road on the way there. Just take whichever ones you want. Yay, pine cone hunting! Listen to me. Thanks for everything. You're welcome. I'm personally glad to have met you too. One day I'll get lots of that thick. Huh? Now let's go, Aster. No time to stand around here. Aster, hurry, hurry! Wow, you don't need to drag me. Too bad, they seem pretty guarded. Aster's wives yanked him away from Queen Myrtle. Gotta say, Queen Myrtle's one of my favorite parts of the game so far. Probably the best-looking character in the game. I was like Team Ramius, then I saw Queen Myrtle, and I'm like, nope! Hey, so where can we pick up pine cones? You can find them around where the grave is. You get there by leaving the village and going east. Wait, who are you? This is Gura-Gura. I married her the other day. Married her? So there was sex involved? Yeah, it felt great. I like how the wives are so upfront. So there was sex? Yeah, it was amazing. I knew it. You are a dick boy. You're gonna rape me the first chance you get. I'm not. I swear. Kath, kicking and screaming that she was going to be raped, was forcibly entered into the party, who then headed further into the forest. Everybody go to the inn. Oh, you're awfully stiff, sir. Well, it's all this adventuring. At the innkeeper's recommendation, Aster was getting a massage. So tough. I love manly men. Did you see that? There was a glint in Chuck Norris's eye just now. You really are hard. Ah, wow. Not just the innkeeper, but the other two inn staff massaged Aster as he lay down. Oh, ooh, this feeling, those voices. Am I being seduced? As long as you're at our inn, try to loosen up as much as you can. The innkeeper's massaging hands gradually shifted to squirming. What had been like kneading became closer to a stroking caress. Oh dear, but this is too stiff to be taken care of easily. I suggest you stay for two or three days, so we can thoroughly loosen your body. Yes, yes, that'd be good. While you're here, allow us to give you some heartfelt service. Remember one time I told a man I was working with, I said, "Man, my back is killing me." And he said, I got the cure for that. He said, "You gotta find you a little woman to walk on that back." I said, "Really?" He said, "Oh yeah. You get your little woman to walk on that back, everything gonna feel great." Maybe a week, maybe two, day after day, allowing us to take care of all your fatigue. What do you think? The Kalars intentionally made their cheeks red and their eyes moist, but even a simple man like Aster could see what they were after. A week? Or two? Well, that could be nice. Yeah! Stop right there! Yeah! Rishi threw the door open and ran into the room. Uh-oh. His back's gonna be in worse shape than before. You want a massage, do you, honey? Fine, then let us do it as your wives. Rishi put emphasis on honey. Now let's go, dear. It's dangerous here. Aster, I can step on your back for you. Well, I mean, hey, it's what the man said. Did I not just get done saying that? Girl would be considered a little woman, I guess, so... Yeah? I mean, he wasn't meaning that she had to be demure, but he was just saying, you know, women are usually shorter than men. So, I mean, unless you want some great big 6 foot, I know it exists, but you find you know, 5 foot, 5'4", or whatever. What is the normal height for women? 5'4", something like that? They're smaller than that. I know some of them be straight up Oompa Loompas, but yeah. Aster was dragged away. Sir, we'll be waiting for your return. I swear, can't let my guard down for a second at this inn. I like it. It's great service. I'm sorry. I just can't get a break. So when I took a bath this morning, the innkeeper washed my back, and then she ended up getting me off. Oh, but it didn't come inside, just so you know. Seriously, I can't let my guard down at all. Esther was urged by his wives to leave the inn sooner than usual. I think Esther had a great time. Huh? Surprised the Galar village has a church, you say? Galars hold respect for Mother Eve, too. In fact, the church doesn't discriminate toward us for being Galars. Well, there are some rules to prevent nuns or saints from coming here, though. Esther wished he got to see a Galar in a nun outfit. The monster burrow? I've heard humans talk about that before. But the wind says it's okay, so we Galars don't fear it at all. Wait, it's true. The wind tells us things. Stop looking at me like I watch too much anime. Esther gave the panicking Galar a warm, gentle look. Some human researchers say we're a type of insect. How rude, we definitely have souls. Yeah, insects don't have souls. Everyone knows that. Esther belatedly learned some common knowledge about the world. Plastic's pretty useful. Even I've got a bunch of plastic stuff. Although I don't know if it's because I'm a Galar, but I feel more comfortable using stuff made of wood. And even when you've thrown out plastic, it never returns to the soil. I'm not sure we should keep using this. Esther didn't think it was a big deal, but did feel a teensy bit concerned. Galars are fundamentally interested in producing everything themselves. When we want something else, we trade for it. Not that there's much we want in the first place. If there's anything the Galar village lacks, it's semen. The Galar heartily sighed. Her eyes were locked onto Aster's crutch.
Semen, you say? Come a bunch of gentlemen off of... bunch of sailors off of shore leave, right? Did somebody say semen? Alright, men, let's go!
Okay, the Galar heartily sighed. Her eyes were locked onto Aster's crotch. All creatures that don't have souls are classified as insects. Doggies, kitties, and even cows fall under that category.
What?
They're so cute, but they don't have souls. The world's a mysterious place. Esther learned something about the world and became a smidgen wiser. Guess all dogs don't go to heaven in this game. The giant monsters and mysterious creatures have been around for ages. Many courageous adventurers have taken them on, only to lose their lives. Well, they're not particularly harmful, so everyone just leaves them alone now. Esther learned something about the world and became a smidgen wiser. We Galars have really long lifespans. When we reach the end of our lives, we just vanish without anyone noticing. Legend says we become either an angel or a devil. I wouldn't mind being an imp, but if I could be a pure, lovely angel, that'd be great. Esther learned something about the world and became a smidgen wiser. I think I've gotten all the... okay. Lorenzo wants to establish good relations with the humans, so she's pushing for the idea of setting up some form of currency in the village. The food we hunt for rots so fast that switching to currency would be nice. Maybe money would make human semen easier to get, too. Esther wanted to say she could get some if she showed him her boobs, but couldn't in front of his wife. We're all looking at him. Oh, no, you don't! They're like a herd of German shepherds behind him.
Now, what was you gonna say to that woman, Esther? No man of mine is gonna take this little hussy Galar. Ain't gonna happen here. They all got black for a second.
Oh, did you want to visit the church? I'm sorry, but it's cleaning time. Well, I think I've heard everything I'm going to, so don't worry about it. Esther said farewell to the apologetic Galar and left the church. Okay, so yeah, it just goes back to... they're just letting you know, hey, you've heard everything you need to hear. So that's it. We visited the Galar village. We saw 2 age scenes. We fought some battles, and the queen was extremely sexy, Esther, I gotta agree. So at any rate, I suppose it's... yeah, it's the mature appeal. What else is being said? Pine cones, okay. Risha, you got anything? Okay. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more Eve Nickel. Hentai Games Corner with more Eve Nickel.